Going to start Ois Hey of Kuntres Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovil. Like the previous Ois, it's really divided into two parts. The first part is on page 468, 469, and the second part, Void Veiker, takes place on page 470. Now, until now, we discussed the Maila of the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovil, mitzad the place, mitzad the base. It's the holiest shul. Mitzad the fact that it's like the shul part of it. And now the Rebbe is going to go over to the fact that it's the Beis Rabbeinu. It's not just a special shul, but its specialty is derived from the fact that the Rebbe is there. And now in this ois, the first part is a tremendous chiddush, and you have to understand the yesoid of the chiddush. Now I'm going to explain you the yesoid, then we'll see it inside. The yesoid of today's ois and today's chiddush is as follows. Yidin are a keli for kedusha. When you have 10 yidin, akol be'asora shchinta shaya. When you have 10 yidin, you have the higher level of kedusha. Even if yidin are not davening and learning, 10 yidin together is a place where the shchina rests. Which means to say, more yidin in one place means more shchina in one place. And that's why the Beis HaMikdash is a central shul where Kol B'nei Yisrael were oile there, whether it's Shol Shrigolim, Hakil, other times. So being that it's a place where there is the most yidin going to daven, automatically it's the biggest keli for Hashras and Gilei HaShchina. In other words, we have to connect Gilei HaShchina to yidin being there. And each yid is a keli for Gilei HaShchina. With this understanding, and understanding another point, that Anasi Hu HaKoil, which means that in essence, every neshama is nichlal, the neshama of the Nasi. So wherever the Nasi is, whether or not he has 20 people in a shul, 10 people or 10,000, it's like the whole Klal Yisrael, all the neshamas of Bnei Yisrael are there. And automatically, it's a keli for the ultimate Gilei HaShchina. Because more Yidin equals more Gilei HaShchina. Nasi Ador is Kol Ador, has the whole Gilei HaShchina. In other words, people will ask, there were times that the Rabbeim only had a few Chasidim. The Friedrich Rebbe came to America, how many people were in the Minyan in Tovshin Aleph? 20, 30? What was the whole crowd? They fit comfortably in the upstairs Zal. That we're not judging seats, we're not judging bodies. The Nasi Hu HaKoil, he has all the neshamas. And this is the guy that the Rebbe is being mechadish over here, which gives you a whole insight into what a Nasi is, and what Shgili HaShchina is, and what the Beis Rabbeinu is. Let's see it inside. We can now explain the advantage of the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovil, that in addition to the fact that it's a big, the central shul, God mitzad hi yoisei Beis Rabbeinu. It doesn't say the Beis HaKnesses and Beis Medrash of Rabbeinu, like the Rebbe points out in Ara 39. It says Beis Rabbeinu. It's the house of the Rebbe. Why do you say it's the shul of the Rebbe? No, we're talking about the fact that the Rebbe is there. The Nasi Ador, the Beis Yishol Nasi Ador, Shah Nasi Hu HaKoil. And now you're talking about when this Kuntres came out, by then the Rebbe actually moved into 770. This was not just a place where he spent most of his day, the entire day. It literally was his house. The Rebbe moved into 770. The Friedrich Rebbe lived in the building of 770. So it's mamish, the bias of the Nasi Ador. And the Rebbe explains over here. The Iker Ashras Hashchin in the Beis HaMikdash is be Yisrael. Like it says, Vasulim Mikdash v'shechanti b'soicham, in every single Yid. And why does the Shechina leave Eretz Yisrael? Because it's Chaviv in Yisrael. Because Yidin left Eretz Yisrael, the Shechina leaves Eretz Yisrael. But it all starts with the Yidin. And why is the Eibishter Megala himself in the Beis HaMikdash? Because that's where Yidin gather. Like the Pasuk says, B'voi kol Yisrael liris is p'nei Hashem l'kecha mokim asher yivchar. Why is there a shechina in a shul? Because asarim Yisrael are there. Akobe asarim shechinta sharia. It all starts with the fact that Yidden are there. And that's why we are called a Migdash Ma'at. Why is a shul called a Migdash Ma'at? Not just because it's a lower level of Kedusha. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, where all the Yidden were, there was the Iker Gilei HaShechina. In a shul where there are less Yidden, you have less Gilei HaShechina. Only a chelik of the Shechina. Obviously, it's very important and it's Kaddish, but it's not as Giloi as the Beis HaMikdash. What happens when you have the Nasi Hadorit in a place, or the Beis HaRabbeinu Shebebovel? The Nasi has the whole generation inside of him, the Neshamas are Nichlal in him. So you have the Ashraz V'Giloi Klolus HaShechina. Just like, similar to the way it was in the Shechina on the Beis HaMikdash. And from there, Umimenu is Nimshach, the Ashras, and Gili Ashchin, and all the shuls, and all the gullos, just like the Beis HaMikdash, Umimenu, Yoitzei Oira, L'chol Ha'olam. From there, that's where it goes out. Says the Rebbe, V'yesh Loimar, Chidush of the Rebbe, that the bias of the Nasi Adur, which has the whole generation, it says, M'negei, the Beis HaMikdash, that it's Tel Talpiyos, it's like a shining point where everyone, it's like the, where everyone turns to, and that's where it all comes from. Everyone turns to the Beis HaMikdash. So the 770, when it comes to anything that happens in the world, what is the first question of the world? What does the Rebbe say? What message is coming out of 770? That is the Tel Talpiyos Shemimenu point, everyone's turning. This is the central location of the Gilui HaShechina of this generation.